everybody. This is Sean, and welcome to the podcast. Today, I want to talk a little bit about, big surprise, AI. Just read a news story today. The Parliament of Singapore, there was a news story that just came out by a prime minister of the Singapore Parliament. That's a tongue twister. Anyway, his name is Tan Wu Ming, and he just came out with a statement where they're announcing how Singapore is basically launching an initiative to subsidize funds that help citizens who are aging over 40 to go back to school to basically get educated on new technology. And I think that's a great initiative. I'll put a link in the show notes, but he basically is talking about AI for the most part, and just, you know, everything I've been talking about as well, just how quickly this stuff is evolving and, you know, the future of what jobs and business are going to be like in the very near future. I don't know if, you know, recently, you know, we've had ChatGPT, we've had Midjourney, we have the text AI, generative AI, but we've had text, we've had images, you know, we've had video. This thing from OpenAI, Sora, just came out recently, where you just type in some prompts and it spits out, you know, a minute of amazing video that looks like it was professionally shot, which I think when this thing comes out, maybe at the end of the year, whenever it comes out, it's going to basically just transform the entertainment industry. There's been a lot of statements by a lot of people, talking about how this is going to change the founder or co-founder, or whatever he is, of DreamWorks, Jeffrey Katzenberg. He basically said that, you know, the entertainment industry is the cost to do production in the entertainment industry is going to be cut by 90%. You know, 90% of the entertainment industry cost is going to go down. So that's a pretty huge statement. Whether it's true or not, you can't say. You can't predict the future yet, but the future is getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And the point that I kind of want to make here is that I've done some other posts about how it's literally becoming impossible to, one, learn about generative AI and then be able to report it to, in our case, to our clients at workshops. I talked before how we were doing a presentation on Monday. We were doing a workshop, and so we were figuring out the presentation on the previous Friday, and we were trying to get all the information up to date so we could talk about it on Monday, and stuff was coming in on our phones so fast that we're completely changing what we're going to talk about. We couldn't keep up with it to be able to talk about it over the weekend. That's how fast this stuff is rolling in. And I think even our assumptions on how fast this stuff was going to start making changes in the industry was way beyond what is actually happening. As AI starts to be able to sort of iterate on itself and people start to be able to use AI to create faster AI and more effective AI, it's going to speed up. And I guess my point about the topic that the government of Singapore talked about is that, yeah, education is critical at this point. But the problem with education, and especially as it pertains to where I live in Germany, you know, there's not enough time anymore to basically figure out a curriculum, you know, or I would say even approve that you're going to do a course and then figure out the curriculum and then teach it and then expect people to have, once they come out of the course with some kind of degree, to be able to even have any relevant skill anymore, because this stuff is happening so quickly. And I guess what I want to talk about today is just I believe that the very nature of education has to change. We can no longer rely on some kind of degree as a basis for if you're an expert on something or not. I mean, I claim to be an expert on this topic, but I'm not, because this stuff is just coming out every single day. And I mean, there's, you know, of course, there are probably large research and development divisions where it's highly funded, where they're working on stuff that is supposed to come out in, you know, 5-10 years or whatever it is. There are places like that where that stuff's happening, but I feel that these things are going to get increasingly smaller and smaller as AI starts to take over, because I think the innovation is just going to crank out so quickly, nobody's going to be able to keep up to it. There will be no experts on this topic. And I'd like to pose a question to people in terms of how do we plan as quickly as possible for this reality, which we're facing right now. Because we, you know, as a business, we consult our clients at the company I work for. We do workshops, we do consulting for clients on what to do with this AI stuff. You know, one is just educating them, showing them what it is and how it can be used. And two is trying to develop strategies so they can reposition their businesses for whatever's happening in the future. One has to do with, you know, the types of products and services they offer, the way that they create these products and services, the way they communicate these products and services, the type of employees that will need to change to be able to address these changes, or the type of employees that are no longer relevant anymore. Big questions coming up with all kinds of companies. So, and I think it was funny. I when I record my podcasts, I use this platform that I upload my stuff to that basically takes the video of my podcast. And one, I take the audio from my podcast that I uploaded to this platform called Adobe, which uses AI to basically clean up the audio, removes all the fan noise from my computer, removes all the background echo in the room or whatever, adjusts the quality of the mic sound, does it with AI within like a couple minutes. I upload the audio, it spits it out, gives me back a perfect audio file. And I put that in my video editing software, where I take this video right here and I mix it together. And then I upload it to this other platform that takes the audio, uses AI to analyze the text and analyze a video, and it cuts it into little segments, which you might be watching this on now on social media, these little social media chunks with the audio, with the text as subtitles. And basically just takes a piece and you can say, give me 30 second videos, give me 60 second videos, boom, upload it. It chops it up, spits it out. And then I have all this information, all this content that I can upload really quickly without having to spend hours just analyzing the whole thing and figuring out the perfect sound bites and all that stuff. It just does it. Boom, boom, boom. Like 10 minutes from upload time to the time it gives me a response. And I can just upload from there. And so I posted that on social media, one of these videos where I was talking about how quickly AI was going to be changing things. And somebody commented saying, well, you know, give me one excuse, give me one reason why, you know, one real reason how AI is going to do this. And I was like, you're literally watching a video that was done with AI. So there's your example. You're looking at it right now, you know, and things are changing quickly. These platforms are popping up all the time. Something new, music, it's a big deal. It's going to be changing. Adobe's working on a new music software. All this stuff is happening so fast. We can't keep up with it. And we need to literally change the way in which we learn and the way we apply our knowledge quickly. We have to adopt, we have to get rid of this old school legacy mindset where I'm going to go to school and take a class on something from a so-called expert. It's going to teach me something to give me a degree to say I'm an expert in something so I can go to get a job in it and apply it, because it doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work anymore. Literally anything you want to learn online is happening in your newsfeed as fast as it can pop out in news. Like the peak of innovation at this point is the top of the Twitter feed, or say X, whatever it is, you know, on any hashtag, that's where it's coming in. And one, our ability to analyze a certain topic, to analyze the algorithms that spit out the most recent information, to tap into these algorithms and these channels to analyze this information, and two, to be able to process the information in terms of what's real, what's valuable, and what's just fake news bullshit. And so we need to get our super secret ninja kung fu skills developed, both ourselves, me being, you know, I'm in my 50s. So I thank the heavens that I at least have enough wits about myself to be able to continue to process on a regular basis so I can do my job. But there's a whole lot of people that skill set either isn't there or they just are losing that capability. So one, we need to adopt this capability. And two, we need to adopt, I guess, the mindset in which we develop this capability to maintain it for as long as possible. Because I just see this hamster wheel not stopping for a long time as this innovation happens. Because at some point, yeah, we'll be in this, maybe in this future where AI will just kind of take care of us like these little children who just don't need to do anything. The AI babies us in everything we need to do. I personally I'm not looking forward to that period of time. I hope it doesn't happen. But if it does happen, So whatever, that's the way it'll be. But between now and then, at least for the next 10 years, when they say generative AI or artificial general intelligence comes out, where the AI is just going to be able to do everything, which probably could happen faster than they even say it. Anyway, they say it's 10 years to 12 years out, could happen tomorrow. I don't know the way this stuff is happening, but the hamster wheel, at least for the next 10 years, is going to continue. And we have to get comfortable living on that hamster wheel. We have to be comfortable living on the edge. And our education has to live on the edge. We can't be experts ever. We just have to continue to learn how to apply it so we get to the next thing, because the next evolution is just right around the corner. And that's how we have to do it. I mean, let's take this for example. I mean, old school thinking, like I have an illness. I don't feel good. I go to the doctor and I ask the doctor, you know, I have this problem. He goes, okay, we'll ask you a bunch of questions and tries to do a little bit of analysis on you, does some tests, does some blah, 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 and makes some kind of diagnosis to either give you a treatment or to give you a prescription or to, you know, give you a referral to a specialist to do more, whatever. And the process goes on and on and on. You rely on this expert to give you the right information because they went to school for years and years and years and years to develop their skill. And then they did apprenticeships and, training in hospitals and real time situations, and then on and on and on until the point where they can become an expert, to where you can go to them and they can make an assessment and take you to the next step. And for the next step is never always clear. You know, it's, you know, they'll do some blood tests, or they'll take some x-rays, or they'll put you through some sort of treatment or therapy, or the next step to take the next step to take the next step. And the whole time, you're not really learning much about your situation. You're just relying on experts over a period of time. In my case, for example, I have a very serious garlic allergy. So whenever I eat garlic, I get kind of a weird roundabout way to talk about this topic, but stick with me here. So I have a really bad garlic allergy. So when I get garlic, I have migraines for days, literally out in the dark, in a dark room, sleeping, pillow over my head, pounding thousands of milligrams of ibuprofen until the migraine goes away, until the garlic leaves my system. And, I don't feel like I'm going to die. For me, I went to lots of doctors to do lots of allergy tests to determine, one, is that a garlic allergy? Because before I was just getting migraines, I didn't know about it. And so I was going to the doctor saying, why am I get these migraines? And they put me through all these tests and blah, 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 blah. And they couldn't figure it out. I don't know why you took allergy tests. We can't figure out, you know, maybe you're a little bit of hay fever, but we don't know why. The answer was, we don't know why. We don't know why. So take more blood tests, go to more specialists, spend all this time, all this money, you know, all this insurance money, blah, 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 trying to diagnose it. Other people are saying, you don't have a garlic allergy, that doesn't exist. And so I get that from other people. Blah, 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 blah. Long story short, eventually I was able to identify that when I eat something with garlic in it, that's what gives me a migraine. So I said, okay, garlic is the trigger. What is that all about? So I went online and started doing research. I went into Google and I researched it. I went to join lots of allergy, Facebook groups, and blah, 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 blah. And long story short, I was able to research my problem online. I was able to identify what the problem was, and I was able to identify why I have a garlic allergy, which mostly what I can figure out is that it has to do with bad gut microbiome, because I also have a gluten allergy. It has to do with the fact that since I have a gluten allergy, since the garlic, basically the gluten allergy creates an increase of nitric acid. I think it's nitric acid that builds up in your body. And once you eat garlic, it basically is like throws gasoline on the fire of nitric acid. And it builds up so much nitric acid in my body that my body reacts, and it causes a nerve squeeze. It causes my blood pressure to raise up, and it gives me migraines. Makes me feel nauseous. And I was able to determine, okay, that's what it is. And so I can start picking apart, okay, how do I work in my gut microbiome? You know, identifying, okay, I'm getting a migraine. It must have been some garlic and something I ate. Identifying what I need to do to take care of that situation and how I need to address some kind of therapeutic process to fix that or just avoid garlic. And again, I would have went to doctors forever, and basically just, they would either tell me, you don't have an allergy, or we don't know what to do about it. It doesn't exist, blah, 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 blah. But for me, I had enough sense and enough analytical skill to go out on the internet and figure that stuff out. And that's, you know, that's been 10 years now. So that's a long time ago. It had nothing to do with AI, but my ability to research my own problem was far and above and beyond what the experts were be able to do for me. And that happened just the other day, another health problem I had. I had these serious problems in my leg and I couldn't figure out what this pain was all about. It happened before it went away and now I got it again. I was able to surmise just by researching online and determining, okay, I basically sit on my ass all day because of I work on the computer and do research. I sit on my ass all evening scrolling the phone, partially doing my job and partially just entertaining myself with social media. I sit on my ass all day in the car driving my kids around in traffic. And basically all this sitting has caused a pinched piriformis nerve in my butt, which is pinching my sciatic nerves, which is causing pain. And I was able to determine, okay, that's probably the core of the problem. And I researched whether it's sciatic, whether it's piriformis. Is it a problem with my spine? Is it a problem with the muscle? And I actually was able to go to TikTok, of all things, and see enough people that were talking about the problem and showing enough different stretches and different things as therapeutic. I was able to determine, okay, I can try these things and be able to get through this problem. If I were able to go to the doctor, I don't even know if they would understand it. Right. I would have to be able to go to them and tell them, oh, I think I have piriformis syndrome. Otherwise, they'd say, oh, what's this pain in your leg? You know, and they'd go on and on and on. I'd probably get more blood tests and more blah, 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 and more x-rays and more, you know, all this stuff that would be completely unnecessary when I basically was able to go out and analyze it in a day of research and come up with solutions for myself. And yes, I'll admit, I'm no doctor. I'm no expert. But I was able to analyze the situation and get enough information to make an assessment for myself to know that I don't need a doctor to tell me what this is. And I think more and more and more and more, especially my wife works in holistic, in you know, that area. And she, you know, hears it every single day. All these people come with these health problems, which there's no sort of medical solution. It's about researching yourself and learning other ways to treat yourself and identify what your problems are. And so, again, a long story short, but we need to adapt as people to, one, learn ourselves how to educate ourselves as quickly as possible, to basically just be on the hamster wheel of knowledge all the time and realize that most likely there will not be any experts, especially when it comes to AI. You know, even the guy that makes the AI thing to spits it out, he turns it loose on the world. Sometimes they don't even know what's going to happen. They're learning this stuff as it goes. They're fire drilling real life as this stuff happens. They don't know what's going to go when they turn this thing on. Like Google the other day, they had their AI platform that they launched and they're all proud of it, Gemini. And all of a sudden people are going to the image generation part of it and typing in things that says, you know, historically accurate representation of what was it, a founding father of America or something like that. And it was completely messing up the race of the characters. It was spitting out and making all these untrue imagery. And Google like didn't even have that on their radar. They programmed some stuff in to say, okay, let's make sure our artwork is diverse, you know, and all of a sudden that got caught into it. And it didn't even anticipate that maybe there are situations where it's not supposed to be diverse. It's supposed to be exact. And so they had to shut down their whole thing to try to fix that and make all these public apologies. And everybody was all up in arms screaming, yell about it, but they're fire drilling instantaneously. And this is Google, you know, they do research. They have billions of dollars to be able to do this stuff and make this stuff. And they're learning as it goes. So we're all learning as it goes. And so we can no longer adapt legacy methods, these old school methods for educating and learning and teaching. We have to teach our kids how to do this. Their skills have to be like rock solid in terms of like, the kids are going to be teaching us stuff. They already teach me stuff. Like my daughter, you know, she's 15. She grew up with cell phones, you know, cell phones are later in my life, but she grew up with them and she's showing me stuff. Like I'll say, well, some setting thing I can't figure out. And she's like, well, give me that. And she pop, 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 done. You know, they know this stuff and they're the ones who are going to be educating and they need to be at least taught or enabled to know that their knowledge is probably more expert than the experts. And so these places like Singapore and places like the EU are talking about how we create more innovation in our society, in our technology, in our business, and blah, blah, blah. And that's really, I think that's the core where it is you need to remove these boundaries for how you learn, and you need to enable yourself to be an expert and realize that you're not an expert and no one else will be the expert. There are no experts. There are no degrees. There are nothing but time, which happens over it. Time changes and technology changes, and technology cranks out every single day. And as AI learns to innovate itself, this will speed up. And so I just want to pose this thought to you is, you know, one, how do we teach ourselves to be better at analyzing things? Because, you know, just look at politics over the last few years. People are completely incapable of just researching something past a headline. You know, they see a headline pop up, they believe it, and they think that's the news, and they're going to register their belief structure around that, registers how they vote, registers how they make ethical decisions, all these decisions based on just the superficial crap that gets thrown in their face by some algorithm that is being paid to do that. So one, we have to understand, one, how to tap into the right channels to get us the right information. Two, we have to figure out how to analyze that channel to figure out what is the positive, what is the negative, what is the true, what is the false, and figure out some sort of in-between analysis so we can understand the core of the problem, because there are no systems that's going to give you the real answer. It's really up to, I don't even think AI is going to give us the real answer. We have to read between the lines of everything. We cannot trust any information that comes out, especially as AI starts to be able to create video that looks exactly like someone and sound exactly like someone, which is all just somebody typing in text to make it happen. So in the very near future, in the next couple of years, you're not going to be able to believe any information that comes out online. There'll be no information that you could trust. And until we figure out a way to connect it to the blockchain, which I'm just not seeing it happen yet, it's going to be a few years before we actually have any validation of real or not real in terms of information. So we must sharpen our skills to be able to figure out what is bullshit and what is true. And three, we also need to adapt some sort of mindset in ourselves to, especially for older people who are feeling like they're being left behind in all this. I'm sorry to say, but you know, the rat race is just beginning at this point, and we cannot afford to lose our intellectual resources right now. Especially if you are in a position where you still need to work, if you still need to generate an income for yourself, if you're not some, you know, you don't have millions in the bank you can just retire on and not worry about what happens with technology. You know, for people like me, I need to work and I need to keep my senses as sharp as possible for as long as possible, because I don't know when I'll ever be able to retire. Probably never will be able to retire. But if that's the case, I need to stay as sharp as possible. So I need to keep my health as sharp as possible. I need to stay healthy. I need to encourage myself to constantly learn and stay sharp, and encourage myself to educate other people so that my surrounding will be just as supportive as myself in that. So I need to teach my kids. I need to teach people I work with, my clients that I work with, and I need to teach them to do the same in their environment. So one, it's just your health, your mental health, and your ability to process information and maintain that. And two, it's all the analytical skills that we need to develop. So I know that's a big chunk to process, and it's daunting, and it's a little scary to realize that this hamster wheel probably won't end, at least in my lifetime. But it's the reality that we have to deal with. And I think nobody is really addressing that as seriously as they should be. Because like I said, there are no experts, there are no degrees, and information is changing on a daily basis. And maybe that'll even speed up. It could be a minute by minute basis. I don't know, but things are speeding up and we have to keep up with it. And you have to learn how to do that. And you need to make that mandatory for the rest of your life. I'm sorry to say that's the way it is. And if you can't, then you need to plan for a way to support yourself so that the people around you can maintain that hamster wheel if you can't. Or same with your business. Your business is going to be on hamster wheel. There are no businesses that are just like, oh, we'll make a strategy for the next 10 years and that's be the way it is. It's going to be agile from now on out, baby. That's how it is. Welcome to the future. The future is uncertain and it'll continue to be that way. So with that said, I hope that gave you some stuff to think on. I guess it's a little fatalistic, but it's also exciting. It's more just being real. It's just the reality of the situation. Learn how to teach yourself, learn how to analyze information, learn how to make assessments for yourself, and learn how to filter through the bullshit and teach everybody that that's the same, and stop making these laws that block innovation. Stop making these big plans that we're going to make a department of our university for teaching people AI, whatever. Sorry. By the time you made that decision, it's out of the gate. It's gone. It's outdated. Ask the kids, you know, ask the kids because they're learning this stuff, and teach your kids about it too. If they're not paying attention, if their nose is in the video game, teach them about this stuff because they're going to need it to be able to have a job, because I don't even know what their jobs are going to be like in the future, if they even have one. So they better teach them now. So with that said, I'm Sean Early. The future is bright, but the future is constant. Let's put it that way. And there's always a new piece of excitement just around the corner. I don't know. I'm afraid to refresh my news feed here. I'm afraid what's going to pop up. But with that said, I encourage you to subscribe and follow the podcast. I'm on all the social channels, all the podcast channels. Get us in your algorithm so you can learn some things, and comment so I can learn some things as well. And let's jump into the future together, because that's all we got at this point. So with that said, I'm Sean, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.